Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm looking at my cell phone right now. Throughout the day yesterday until, gosh, I think the last text came in at like 10. Stand with the president. John, Republicans need your help. I mean, I think I've got like six texts asking me for money just based on the debacle that is happening in D.C. And a lot of people apparently are very susceptible to that. They're giving big money on both sides of the political spectrum. Matt Langston is a partner with a consulting firm called Big Dog Strategies. I like that name, Matt. People will remember you. What's your assessment of yesterday and how campaign consultants can use on both sides of the aisle what was happening on Capitol Hill to benefit their financial coffers and their individual candidates?
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
yesterday's impeachment process, we knew that the Democrats were overreaching on a lot of things, but it's another great example of just how desperate they are to stop Donald Trump. Impeachment may be one of the most unifying issues for Republicans right now. And you see that as the text that you got. I got the same things. Everybody is talking to their base, their Republican voters, and they're engaged. They're not sending you that stuff because they just hope that you're going to do something. They know people are engaged.
So when it comes to Republicans, you think that I think it's a debacle. I think it's a disgrace what's happening in Washington. But I don't know how widely that same sentiment is shared with other Republicans. In fact, I was at this big dinner in D.C. last night, and I was really struck by how many dinners I've gone to when big news is happening in D.C. or in Richmond, and everybody's talking about it. And last night, maybe it was just a weird group that I was with, they didn't bring it up. I'm the one that brought it up. I thought that was odd. Like, come on, guys. The president's in trouble. Don't you want to talk about that? And they didn't.
Look, I think for the majority of Republicans, mm-hmm. they are highly concerned about what's happening in D.C.
And mad.
They're mad. They're frustrated. They think this is a sham, that the country should be doing actual work, actual business. You've got a border crisis. You have a budget crisis, and nobody's willing to do that. All they want to do is go and try to take Donald Trump down, and they're fed up with it. So I think you will see Republican voters unifying around this issue and really starting to push back at the ballot boxes across the country.
Now, Democrats have got to feel like this is their chance to go after Donald Trump. I think if they step back and looked at it objectively, if the roles were switched and it was a president with a D behind their name, they might take a pause for a moment. But, yesterday, ABC News, I was listening to some of our broadcasts, and they were making a big deal out of how Republicans were fundraising off of this. I'm guessing, you would know better than me, that the Democrats are trying to raise a heck of a lot of money off this as well.
Oh, no doubt. The Democrats were the first to run out and say, hey, we're taking Donald Trump down, chipped in. It is political theater. This is not an actual impeachment trial, not an actual impeachment process. This is so the Democrats can raise this within the media, talk about it as the election is coming up, and they're going to try to raise a lot of money off of the impeachment process.
A little earlier in the show, we talked to a guy who's throwing his hat in the ring to run against the incumbent Democrat U.S. Senator next year. How do you think this situation for Donald Trump on the national stage plays in the down ballot races like that one? I mean, that's a big one. That's a statewide race for Senate. Do you think that helps or hurts Republicans that Donald Trump's going through this trial up there?
I think it helps Republicans because it is a glaring reminder of how Democrats will stop at nothing. When they can't beat you at the ballot box, they will find a way to continue to try to tear you down. And you see this. I even see, you talked about Republicans you met at that dinner. I see Republicans, members of Congress that have weak statements, Republicans that have weak statements or weak positions on impeachment. I think you will see a lot of these folks start to fall, even in primaries. But the general election allows Republicans to have an enthusiastic audience to come out to the polls.
Yeah. I mean, at some point you do have to back your guy, especially if it's not. I mean, if you can't prove that he did something wrong, you either got to get with him or get away, one of the two. I think the voters are going to demand that. It's really interesting if you can step back from the emotions of it and look at it objectively to see how this plays politically. Matt Langston, it means you'll be employed for at least a year or two, I think. Matt Langston is exactly. A partner with Big Dog Strategies, and I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we will take a look at the roads around Richmond in just a couple of minutes and the updated weather forecast. That's next. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.